After police killed George Floyd in Minneapolis last month, the Minneapolis public school system moved to end its relationship with the city's police department. Now, some local leaders in Boston are calling for similar action. Joining me on the line is Boston City Councilor Andrea Campbell, chair of the council's Committee on Public Safety and Criminal Justice. Councilor, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
So, Councilor Campbell, why do you feel this is important? I know you started your career advocating for children in schools. Are you drawing on personal experience with this advocacy here?
Absolutely. I'm a former education attorney. I used to represent students, particularly low-income and students of color, in school discipline cases and special education cases. And all my families had to fall below the poverty line. So I know firsthand through that work and also through personal experience through relatives that poor children and children of color, often their first encounter with the criminal justice system is at their school, and that it can lead to permanent entanglement with our detention and prison systems.
One of the criticisms that we've heard as this conversation has come forward is that it's part of what's sometimes referred to as a cradle-to-prison pipeline. Can you elaborate on what that means a little bit more and what you mean when you say first encounter with the criminal justice system might be at school?
Right. So, you know, when I was doing that education work, I also worked with the Children's Defense Fund and many advocates around dismantling the cradle-to-prison pipeline, which shows through tremendous research and data that one in three boys, I think was born back in 2001, will end up in our criminal justice system compared to one in 16 white boys. And there are similar stats for girls, and actually girls were on the uptick in terms of their involvement with the criminal justice system, and it starts early. And so as we're talking about policing reform, we have to also be talking about criminal justice reform and the role in which officers show up in our schools and how that may lead to the over-incarceration of our young black and brown residents, as well as our low-income constituents.
So, Councilor, I want to comb this out a little bit. Most of the officers in Boston Public Schools are school resource officers who are school department employees, although they can make arrests. And then the Boston Police Department has its own separate unit of school police officers. It's a smaller group. Are you talking about or advocating for getting both kinds of officers out of schools?
No, and I was having some conversations with folks who serve in our police department school unit. So I am not advocating for the elimination of the police department school unit, where these officers are not regularly showing up in our schools, but are uniquely trained to respond to school incidents and to build relationships with our schools and our school leadership and teachers in the case of an emergency, right? I'm specifically focusing on our Boston Public Schools, who currently employ over 70 school resource officers who are deputized to serve as police officers. So they wear a uniform, they have handcuffs, and saying instead that we need to look at these roles differently and to look at increasing the number of counselors and social workers available for our students.
To that end, is that what you would do instead? You know, if the Boston Public Schools didn't have school resource officers, what would you advocate for as a replacement?
So the school resource officers could, for example, be trained to show up in more of a social, emotional support way versus a school police, right? We deputize them. We train them to show up in a more law enforcement model. And I'm saying repurpose them and then expand the amount of resources available to make sure every young person in our school has access to a nurse, social worker, someone who is clinically trained, so to make sure that they are not only belonging and feeling a sense of belonging in a community, but that the community is equipped to deal with our students who are coming with a lot of different things, but equipped to deal with them and give them supports they need to make our schools safer. You need to create a community, and the police officer's model is not the way to go in our schools.
You know, there will be those who would argue that safety actually is preserved by having these school resource officers who are deputized, to use the word you used earlier. Sometimes schools are dangerous places. What do you say to people who are concerned about losing the safety dimension of having such officers in the school environment?
Prove it, right? As of right now, we know our police unit within our police department is effective, right? They do incredible work to build relationships up. In terms of our school resource officers and metal detectors, this idea of criminalizing our students at so early an age or taking that approach to protect the public or safety concerns, there's tremendous data and research that demonstrates the way in which you create a safe school is by creating a community where every student feels a sense of belonging and connection with one another. And the way you do that is to have human capital in the form of guidance counselors, mental health supports, more human capital designed to focus on the social-emotional wellness of our students, not on the law enforcement model within our schools. And God forbid something does happen, we are blessed that we have an incredible unit within the police department that do incredible work with respect to our schools and safety. And we'll continue to do that work. This is instead about the critical supports that our students need from a social-emotional wellness perspective, and law enforcement and school resource officers playing that role is not the way to go.
Counselor, I want to read you a little bit of a statement by Mayor Walsh, Superintendent Brenda Caselius, and Police Commissioner William Gross. The part I'll read is, quote, "The safety and well-being of students remains our collective priority always, and we recognize the importance in identifying ways to uphold this mission while also ensuring our school buildings are welcoming learning environments for all students. Together, we've been reviewing opportunities to improve how our teams work together in schools and neighborhoods, and we will continue engaging in important dialogue with stakeholders to ensure all BPS community members feel safe, respected, and valued." I want to ask your response to that and ask you if you see city leaders moving in the direction that you want them to here.
So first of all, we have to be transparent. And so there was, I think, initially a reluctance to release data on where do we have these school resource officers. They're not in every school. So what schools are they in? Are they in the schools that are in certain neighborhoods that have a reputation of violence? And if so, what does that say to our young people? So transparency around where these school resources officers are based is critically important. And then this is the time to have a conversation about different approaches. We know that the policing model, the law enforcement model, does not work in certain communities to reduce violence. And so how do we use models like the Youth Connect model, an organization right here in Boston that says not police officers, resource officers in our schools, instead clinical social workers, other ways to create that sense of community so that folks do not feel inclined to commit awful acts. The root causes of getting at these behaviors, that's difficult work. It is hard. It requires different models, but the law enforcement model is not the way to go within our schools. We have to think differently and we have to be creative. In this conversation right now, our residents are demanding us to look at systems and to reimagine them differently. And the policing conversation has to also connect to the school officers' conversation as well.
And that is City Councilor Andrea Campbell, Chair of the Council's Committee on Public Safety and Criminal Justice. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.